Okay, I have two special guests in the studio. I have Chris Erickson and Matt Eames from the Clay Center. We're going to talk about a show that's coming up on Friday. It's a collaboration show between Chris Erickson and John Cohurst, and it's called Interdimensional. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're all really excited for this show. So, Chris, I guess let's start with you. You know, you're a pretty locally loved, versed painter in our valley, artist in our community. And, you know, it's been a really big year for you. It seems like you've got you fabricate these amazing furniture, bars, props for, I think you did Food and Wine and all kinds of businesses and things like that. You know, most people recognize your paintings and your specific style, but you've done a food truck, you've done murals. I mean, you've sort of done it all. So maybe just, you know, give us a little bit about your last year and a little bit about your background.
The last year has been incredible. The engagement with the community and Carbondale in particular is kind of at the forefront of my interest right now, relating to people that I'm surrounded by and interact with. So some of these new pieces that I've created that you've seen publicly is more a representation of really just the interaction with the community. I consider myself a reporter. So as an artist, I'm out there experiencing this crazy world that we live in, and, you know, one of 8 million monkeys mm-hmm. on this planet, like clinging on, flying through space, and coming back and reporting kind of what I see. So, you know, it's representation of what I witness.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so you've been sort of a long time participant artist at SAW, right? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of where you first kind of met John. John is not here with us. He is getting in tonight, but tell us about your connection with John and how this interdimensional show came about.
Yeah, so John and I have a history. I moved into SAW at the inception of the new location on Buggy Circle. John and I became involved in a lot of collaboration doing a show for Carbondale Arts at the Launchpad. I co-curated the show. John and I did pieces, and I think working side by side, we kind of had a just innate connection with the language we were using independently. But then collectively, I felt like there was some sort of resonance with what he was doing and what I was doing, speaking in a little different terms, but coming together as this kind of unified voice. So we've done, I think of it as checking in. You know, we do our own thing, he does his own work, and then intermittently we come together, whether it's a conversation about, it could be about space travel, mm-hmm. about, you know, we are both interested in these ancient civilizations. So it's really just conversations that kind of prompt these future explorations in this visual language that mm-hmm. we're both working with. So I just appreciate his perspective, and I think collaboration is the ultimate form of community as an artist.
Yeah. I was going to say you seem to collaborate with, you know, many artists here, mm-hmm. and it's been really amazing to see, you know, all the connections that you've made. And mm-hmm. John has moved to Omaha, and can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what he's up to and who he's working mm-hmm. for?
Yeah, so John left SAW. I think we were talking about it a year and a half ago. He went to work for a pretty renowned sculptor in Kaneko, So he's a production artist with Kaneko out there in Omaha, and then he's working on his own work as well in Omaha.
Awesome. Oh. That's great. And Matt, tell us your position at the Clay Center, and how did this show come about? Is this something that, you know, John and Chris presented to you guys? And, you know, how does that work? How does one get a show there?
Yeah, I'm the studio manager at the Carbondale Clay Center, and I also run the gallery. But for this show, it was kind of a little bit of both. We often come up with certain ideas, shows that we think would be really dynamic, that would really not only push the boundaries of clay, but really like engage the viewer and elevate what we're trying to represent. I mean, we are an exclusively ceramics facility, but we love how people can use ceramics in other mediums and create such incredible art. So Chris and John were kind of on our radar a little bit, and then I started talking with Chris about it because we wanted to try to do a show with him. And we had had a couple other painters that were on our radar, and we just had a show last January with Andrew Roberts Gray and Annette Roberts Gray. And it just happened to really click as soon as I started talking to Chris that him and John, who have had such a history of making art together before and having that clay integrate with his style of painting and sculpture and installation and art in general, I thought we just were pretty jacked about the idea of that dynamic.
Yeah, because most people, when they go to the Clay Center, they think that, you know, it's predominantly pottery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, paintings are not something that I guess we think about right away for a show. So that's what we can expect, right, is Chris's paintings,
yes,
sort of a marriage with John's pottery.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be collaborating with other sculptural medium as well. I think they're working together on kind of a few different pieces that could range from sculpture, painting, and ceramic that would incorporate a bit of their own styles together.
Very nice, yeah. And is this new work, Chris, or what can we expect?
It is. It's all new work, and I'm working in different icons that I've developed and run by John, and we've bounced ideas off each other. And so the collaborative process is myself generating some of the imagery, John taking that imagery and translating it and applying it to the ceramic form. So.
And I know you touched a little bit about it, but interdimensional, whose name was that? Who thought about that?
I think it's just indicative of our conversations about space and travel. We both perceived the title of the show in a little bit different manner. John is approaching it more in the sense of interdimensional, as in, you know, a different perception of a perceived reality,
mm-hmm,
where I'm more taking dimensional as literal in the form of lines and depth and shape. So I think it's an interesting juxtaposition of two different translations of the same title. So
yeah,
that plays into part of the contrast of ideas and representation.
Yeah, because that's kind of, you know, what when I think of John's work, I think of like the astronauts and the space and all of that. And I have several of those mugs that no one's allowed to use. You know, they're just so beautiful. And so I guess, Matt, what tell us, you know, it's Friday night. What time can we expect?
Yeah. It's Friday the 10th. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have our opening, you know, light fare, but it should be great. Open to the public. Anyone's welcome to stop by the Clay Center. The show's actually up through the 31st, so feel free to stop by the Clay Center and check it out throughout the month.
Great. And what are your hours there?
We're 10 a.m. to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And you guys are just so heavily involved in the community. You're sort of, you know, one of the true anchors with all the amazing events that you do. What are some upcoming events that we should keep on our radar?
Yeah, there's quite a few. We're planning a lot. We, of course, always have our First Friday openings. We're going to do another date night for Valentine's Day coming up. That would be right around that time, because actually Valentine's Day falls on a Friday. And of course, in March, we have our big, we call it our friendraiser pairings, which is super fun. Getting all the local vendors and beverage makers involved.
Oh yeah, that's like the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to actually, we're doing a little something fun and funky this year where we're going to incorporate the local businesses for a couple weeks by bringing some of the wares to them and have them interact with them, as well as be able to sell and promote the show. And then they'll come to us for the event on the night of March 6th and have a fun, really nice evening of pairing the vessel with the handmade beverage.
Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Switching it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. And so, Chris, what else do you have going on this year? Anything new and exciting or any other shows?
Right after this show at the Clay Center, I'll be exhibiting some new works at Straight Line Gallery in Snowmass. That opening will be at the beginning of February, to be determined.
Great.
Yeah, that's a new space, and it's exciting working with Snowmass and their redevelopment of, you know, the base village there. Mm-hmm. So it's
awesome. Yeah, I have not heard of that place yet.
Yeah.
And where can people find your art? Where are you?
They can find it on my website at ericsonchris.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Or over at Saw.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so very much for coming. And don't miss Interdimensional on Friday night, featuring Chris Erickson and John Cohurst at 7 at the Carbondale Clay Center. Anything else to add?
No, thank
you, Allie. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much,
Allie. Good luck. I will be there for sure with bells on.